Well, you know, Arizona had a really good passing game, and talked to those guys about how you was going to compete at a high level. And, you know, the good thing is that, you know, we came out of it, not a lot of guys injured or anything like that, but the bad thing is we gave up some explosive plays. And that's what you tell guys in this league, you can't give up explosive plays. When you're in position to make a play, you got to make a play. And we didn't do that. You know, the screen play, we gave up 50-yard zone, it was a one-yard play. You know, and then a deep ball down on Xavier. You know, again, when the ball's in the air, I've seen you make that play in practice. So you got to make it again in the game. We expect for you to make those plays. And then the DPI they call on Cox, you know, that's another explosive play because, again, even though he didn't catch it, it's a DPI. So those plays there, we got to make sure we keep eliminating and get our guys to understand when you're in a position to make a play, you got to make them.
Yeah. You mentioned Xavier Rhodes, second-year corner from Florida State. Super long arms, very physically gifted, no interceptions last year. For Xavier, he goes from Alan Williams' defense, also with that Leslie Frazier, to what Mike Zimmer, George Edwards, Jerry Gray are doing this year. How different is it for Xavier Rhodes with what you guys want him to do compared to what he was asked to do last year?
Well, it's almost like he's a rookie. You know, he's kind of going back through the learning phases of what we want. You know, we want you to go back and play man-to-man. We want you to do things that you were drafted to do. And you know, that's the scheme that Zimmer is running and George Edwards is running. So it gives us a chance to teach him what he's good at, but he's taking baby steps because it's new to him. You know, a lot of times when guys come out of college, they're generally in their system for 3 or 4 years and they get it down packed and they can move on. Well, he was in one system, now he's in another. So he's really like a rookie to him.
Cornerback Marcus Sherrill's played extensively in that Arizona game. He's one of the NFL's better punt returners. So not to make up your final 53, but I would imagine he's in a pretty good spot being a punt returner as a cornerback. What do you think of Marcus Sherrill's?
I like him. I mean, to me, I think Marcus Sherrill's can go out there and cover guys in this league. I watched him last year on tape, and he covered a lot of big, tall wide receivers. And, you know, I know a lot of times that they don't like the little guys, but to me, the little guys go out there and get it done. You know, I've been around guys like Sam Mills and you know, guys that they say there's no way he should do it.
Antoine Winfield.
But sometimes in the heart, you can't measure that. And I think that's what Marcus Sherrill's. You can't measure his heart. You don't measure his competition level. And when you put him out on the football field, all he does is compete.
And another guy who plays significantly who also is diminutive is cornerback Captain Munnerlyn, formerly a seventh-round pick from South Carolina, an offseason acquisition by the Vikings from the Carolina Panthers. How's Captain coming along, Jerry?
Oh, real well. You know, again, we got him from Carolina. We knew that he could play inside. He's doing a really good job outside, though. And, you know, with the absence of Josh not being out, so Captain's doing a great job of understanding what his role is. And the competition level, every time you see him out in the game, he's competing at a high level. And that's the thing that we're trying to get all our young guys to understand is that when you go out on the football field and you're going against a different color uniform, you got to learn to compete at a high level. And even though if it's against an offense, they got the same logo on, they got different jerseys, you got to learn to compete at a high level, and that'll take you to game time.
And I know you have competition all throughout the secondary. Harrison Smith looks to be locked in, but Jerry's going to have competition at every single spot, including the safety spot opposite Harrison Smith, where through two games, Robert Blanton got himself hurt. Jamarcus Sanford just came back. Chris Crocker joined the team like 2.5 weeks ago. Mr. L. Raymond's here. Kirk Coleman had an interception in the Raiders game. That's one of the most wide-open races you have on the team, right?
Yeah, and the good thing is about it is that guys are going to compete. And we got guys out there that's not going to turn down any competition. But in the long run, that's going to make us a better football team, make them a better football player. And I've seen that 4 or 5 years ago when we started that competition, even though I wasn't here. When you have guys that can compete and they both rise up, the team gets better. You don't get worse because you're competing. And that's a good thing. We got 5 guys that deserve to go out there and play. We're going to all give them a shot. And on film, we're going to make that judgment call.